'Twere folly if ever the Whigs should endeavor disowning their plots when all the world knows 'em. Did they not fix on a council of six, appointed to govern though nobody chose 'em? Those that bore sway knew not one would obey. Did Trinculo make more ridiculous pother? Monmouth their head to strike monarchy dead. They chose themselves viceroys all o'er one another. Was not a damn thing for Russell and Hampden to follow the projects of hot-headed Tony, but more untoward to employ the Lord Howard by his own purse and credit to raise men and money, who at Knightbridge did hide those brisk boys unespied, which at Shaftesbury's whistle were ready to follow when aid he should bring like a true Brantford king. They were here with a whoop and gone with a hollow. Algernon Sidney of Commonwealth Kidney composed a sad libel, I merry was it, writ to occasion ill blood in the nation, and therefore dispersed it all over his closet, though neither the writing was proved nor indicting, and though he urged statutes, what was it but fooling? Since a new trust is placed in the new justice to damn law and reason by his overruling. And what if a traitor in spite to the state, sir, would cut his own throat from one ear to t'other? Why should a new freak make Braddon and Speke be as much concerned as his wife or his brother? A razor all bloody thrown out of his study was evidence strong of his desperate guilt, sir. So Godfrey, when dead, full of horror and dread, run his sword through his body up to the hilt, sir. Who can think the case hard of Sir Patience Ward, who loved his own rights more than those of his highness? Oh, disloyal ears, as on record appears, not to hear when 'twould do the papists a kindness. Oh, doting old sit with Elizabeth's wit, against the French mode for freedom to hope on. Those ears that told lies were less dull than his eyes, and both of them shut when all others were open. All Europe together can't show such a father so tenderly nice of his boy's reputation as our great king is, who endeavors to bring his own son to sign to a sham declaration. Some modern sages, more wise than past ages, our church would establish by popish successors. Queen Bess never thought it, and Cecil forgot it. 'Twas lately found out by the prudent addressers.